Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings by Jack Hilton, and specifically what I'm going to do is play a bunch of Whiteman tunes recorded by Jack Hilton. As a matter of fact, Jack Hilton was England's answer to Paul Whiteman. Let me read a little bit about biographical information from Wikipedia. Jack Hilton was born on July 2, 1892 in Bolton, Lancashire. His dad was an amateur singer, and Hilton learned piano to accompany him on stage. Later, Hilton sang to customers when his father bought a pub in Little Lever and became known as the singing mill boy. He also performed as a relief pianist for several bands. He moved to London as a pianist in the 400 Club and played with the Stroud Hexton Band. During First World War, he moved to be a musical director of the band of the 20th Hussars and the director of the Army Entertainment Division. After the war, he went on to play with the Queen's Dance Orchestra, where he wrote arrangements of popular songs and had them recorded under the label directed by Jack Hilton. He went on from here to form his own band, recording the new style of jazz-derived American dance music under the Jack Hilton name from 1923. Hilton became a respected band leader with a busy schedule. His band had developed into an orchestra and toured America and Europe into the 1940s until it disbanded due to the war. He became a director and major shareholder of the new Decca record label. In the 1940s and 50s, his career turned from a band leader into an impresario and discovered several new stars and managed radio, film, and theater productions. Some of the productions in London theaters were The Merry Widow, Kiss Me Kate, and Kismet. He was contracted as advisor of Light Entertainment to Associated Rediffusion, winners of the London weekday franchise in the recently established ITV network. He founded the Jack Hilton Television Productions Limited in that same month to produce a range of Light Entertainment programming exclusively for that company. In the 1960s, he was still producing stage shows and was taking a leading role in organizing various Royal Command performances until his final stage production, Camelot, in 1965. He helped to develop the careers of many famous performers, such as Shirley Bassey, Maurice Chevalier, Moore Kemp, and Tony Hancock, and Arthur S. Key. I must disagree with the statement that Hilton helped develop the career of Maurice Chevalier. Indeed, Maurice Chevalier recorded with Jack Hilton, but that was in late 20s, early 30s. By then, Maurice Chevalier was an international star. Okay, let me just finish this. And on January 16, 1965, Jack Hilton complained of chest and stomach pains, admitted to the London clinic, and he died there 3 years later. 3 days later, from a heart attack at age 72. Okay, let's get started with the music. As I mentioned earlier, I am going to play White Man Tunes, recorded by Jack Hilton. The first one is Can't Help Loving That Man. Now, Paul Whiteman didn't record this tune by itself. What he had on March 1st, 1928 was a recording called The Selections from Showboat, in which there was a medley of Why Do I Love You, Can't Help Loving That Man, You Are Love, and Make Believe. In fact, Mix was one of the musicians in that recording. Jack Hilton recorded that tune on May 9, 1928. The next tune will be If I Had a Talking Picture of You. Whiteman recorded that tune on October 16, 1929. It's a Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, Ray Henderson composition from the motion picture Sunny Side Up. Andy Sechrest had replaced Bix by then. The recording of If I Had a Talking Picture of You by Jack Hilton is from November 21st, 1929. Basically a month later. Now, I'm afraid I don't have discographical information about all the records that I'm going to play. By the way, they all come from the magnificent website by Peter Feint, jackhilton.com. There's a lot of information there, biographical, complete discographies in terms of the titles and dates, but not in terms of the members of the band. Okay, then let's start with a couple of recordings by Jack Hilton. First, Can't Help Loving That Man, and then If I Had a Talking Picture of You, 1928-1929. Thank you.
had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Let's bring in another couple of recordings. First will be one of my favorite tunes in the whole world. Let's do it. Let's Fall in Love. This is, of course, a Cole Porter's composition, which was used to great effect in the Woody Allen movie called Midnight in Paris. Now, Paul Whiteman recorded that tune on December 22nd, 1928. Jack Hilton recorded it several months later on March 26, 1929. There is a vocal by Jack Jackson, Billy Turnant, and Chappie D'Amato. I will follow that with a song made famous by Maurice Chevalier. This is Louise. White Band recorded it on March 15, 1929, with Bix in it, and Jack Hilton a couple of months later on May 31st, 1929, and the vocal here is by the great Sam Brown. So let's listen then to a couple of Whiteman tunes. I guess I shouldn't really call them Whiteman tunes, a couple of tunes that Whiteman recorded, but the recordings that I'm going to play are by Jack Hilton. Let's do it. And Louise, 1929.
Thank you. that's crazy for a laugh. Let's do, let's fall in love, let's fall in love. Tell Mary stays in the house, do it. When the last scene is last, do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Come on, see, they find our power, do it. When the sun is clear, cry. I brought a loud bullet. They're supposed to be my penguins in stocks on the rocks. Do it. Even if the cuckoo's in the flocks, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Ordinarily, Jack Hilton recorded a tune after Paul Whiteman had recorded it, but this is not the case at all for the next recording, which will be Love Nest. Jack Hilton recorded that on July 8, 1921, and it was not until several years later, on February 8, 1928, that Paul Whiteman recorded that tune with Bix on it. The next recording that I will play is Stumbling. Now, Paul Whiteman recorded Stumbling, a composition by Zess Comfrey, on March 30th, 1922, and several months later, on September 20, 1922, Jack Hilton came up with his recording of the tune. So let's listen then to two early recordings by Jack Hilton. First, 1921, Love Nest, and then 1922, Stumbling.
Thank you.
Here is another tune that Jack Hilton recorded before Paul Whiteman. Paul Whiteman recorded this tune, which is Oh Miss Hannah with the Bix, on May 4, 1929. But Jack Hilton recorded it in 1926 on April 21st, 1926. And I will follow that with Sunshine. This is an Irving Berlin tune recorded by Paul Whiteman on February 13, 1928. And about 3 months later, on May 3rd, 1928, it was recorded by Jack Hilt. So let's listen then to Oh Miss Hannah by Jack Hilton in 1926, followed by Sunshine by Jack Hilton in 1928. Thank you. I forgot to mention that the vocalist in the recording of Oh Miss Hannah is unknown and probably one of the worst vocals I ever heard. Okay. Here is another one that Jack Hilton recorded before Paul Whiteman. It's When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob-Bob-Bobbing Along. Whiteman recorded it on September 2nd, 1926. Hilton had recorded it earlier on August 18, 1926. The vocal here is by Jack Hilton. I will follow that with Happy Feet. Of course, this tune was used in King of Jazz. Whiteman recorded it on February 10, 1930. Jack Hilton on May 9, 1930 with an unknown trio. So let's listen then to Jack Hilton. First, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob-Bob-Bobbing Along, 1926. Then Happy Feet, 1930.
Thank you. begin to see. I got those 10 little tapping toes, and when they hear a tune, dance and go, a dancing tune to say my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music free, cause I got happy feet.
The next tune I want to play is a novelty tune. It's Constantinople. Paul Whiteman recorded it on May 17, 1928. Jack Hilton recorded it on June 21st, 1928. And the vocal here is by Jack Hilton and a chorus. I will follow that with a recording of Old Man River. Whiteman recorded it on January 11, 1928. Bix was present. Jack Hilton recorded it on May 9, 1928. So let's listen then to first Constantinople, 1928, and then Old Man River, also from 1928.
Constantinople.
Constantinople.
It's as easy to sing as to say in your A B C. Constantinople. Show your pluck, try your luck, sing it loud with me.
Constantinople.
Constantinople. Thank you.
I couldn't do a program about Paul Whiteman's tunes recorded by Jack Hilton without bringing in George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Whiteman recorded that tune several times. Of course, he presented it for the first time in 1924 at Aeolian Hall. Jack Hilton recorded that Rhapsody, I guess, in 1933.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of what I've been calling White Man Tunes, as recorded by Jack Hilton. Jack Hilton had a terrific dance band in the 1920s, many talented musicians, great arrangements, and very nice sound. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Danger, if you contend, this is